Here in Washington, John Eikenberry also thinks America's relationship to the rest of the world has become too one-sided. He's the author of an essay in the current issue of Foreign Affairs called America's Imperial Ambition. Eikenberry says the Bush administration has departed from a policy the U.S. has followed for most of the past 50 years, a policy of working with allies to contain global threats and promote democracy. Instead, Eikenberry says the Bush administration has put into practice very aggressive ideas about the United States' role in the world today.
Those are ideas that really want to recast the American global role, to, in effect, take the United States to a position of, you might call it, a global hegemonic leader that will stand apart from the international system, in effect, manage order, work with partners, but ultimately act on its own to identify threats and use force and set the rules. And so it's a much more unilateral but very engaged conception of the American role in the world. And it does entail reducing the historic commitments to allies and to the multilateral order that has grown up over the last 50 or 60 years.
So you're saying the United States is just willing to go it alone with or without support from the allies with regards to Iraq, for example?
There is certainly a view that the new realities that the U.S. faces require a rethinking, and the singular reality really is the threat of catastrophic terrorism. Those threats, I think, are perceived differently in Washington than elsewhere in the world, and America's military capacity is fundamentally different from that of other parts of the world, even Europe, which traditionally has been a great security partner. And so there's partly by necessity, by views, different views of what the situation is, I think that the U.S. and the Bush administration has seen that it has to be willing to, if you will, stand apart from the old order more than in the past, and be willing to go it alone, always looking for partners, but clearly wanting to be willing to act alone.
Well, what's wrong with that? If the United States does have significantly better military forces, is significantly more powerful than any of its allies combined even, if there is a new type of threat in the world, why is the old system better? Or why not have a new system? Why not have a new idea of how to go about preventing or destroying this threat?
The worry, I think, is that the U.S. is giving up in a kind of unilateral grand strategy, is giving up the successes that it has achieved over the last 50 or 60 years in building an international order that has put American power at the center of a really quite remarkable and complex international order spanning the Atlantic and the Pacific, built on multilateral institutions in the economic and political areas, security partnerships. It would be a mistake, in my view, to move too quickly to a new strategy that either intentionally or unintentionally uproots America from that order.
But terrorism didn't just happen during the Bush administration. It didn't just pop up overnight. So doesn't that imply a certain failure on the part of the past strategies?
Well, terrorism is clearly outside of the focus of the post-war system that has been built and operated over these decades. It's coming from parts of the world that are not at the center of this order. It's coming from failed states, from states that are autocratic, authoritarian states that have generated resentments and extremism. We are really talking about developing rules of the game so that the United States and its allies can rise to this new challenge, because it is a new challenge, and it is something that's quite confounding. But it is ultimately a transnational challenge that, to be somewhat provocative, is not unlike other great transnational challenges of stabilizing financial markets, attacking organized crime. It requires, at the end of the day, lots of governments doing lots of things over lots of political space. Some issues and some demands are immediate, attacking threats, identifying problems that need immediate attention, and other aspects of the problem are longer term, developing strategies of to promote economic development and just as importantly, perhaps more importantly, democratic reform in some of these troubled states. These are all new challenges, but what I'm arguing is that while the challenges are new, our methodologies are quite well proven, and those are the methodologies we should be bringing to bear today.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
John Eikenberry is professor of geopolitics and global justice at Georgetown University. His article, America's Imperial Ambition, appears in the current issue of Foreign Affairs.